Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, striving to provide great service every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.com.
It is the busiest travel week of the year. With so many people flocking from point A to point B, we thought we'd turn our attention to the people working today to help us get there. On this Thanksgiving Day edition of Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley and KPLU's Ed Ronco offer a few moments of gratitude.
I thought this week, instead of talking about travel advice or some fantastic destination, we might both take a moment. We travel a lot, you especially, and share a story about somebody you were thankful for along the way. Do you have one?
I've got a good one, Ed.
Okay.
Last week, I was in Munich, and I was at the airport, and at the last moment, I had to change my flight from Munich, Amsterdam to Chicago to Munich, Amsterdam, Seattle. And the first lady I spoke to, she just couldn't help me. So I went to another counter. By the way, that's another travel tip there for you, Ed. Don't always take no for an answer. Just stay polite, stay calm. So I went to the next counter over and I told the woman the same story. And for no really good reason, she started just working on my behalf. She changed my airline ticket. She was supposed to charge me about $500. She didn't do it. And she bumped me up to Economy Plus. And I would just like to thank Olga for making my life a lot easier last week in Munich.
I had a similar encounter, sort of. I was on a flight from Juneau to Anchorage once. It's about a two-hour flight. And in the back row, there was a babe in arms, an infant, and started screaming. And not just fussy, like piercing, break the windows kind of screaming. I have a lot of patience for this kind of thing, but even I was starting to get a little irritated. And a flight attendant, Andrea, made her way up the aisle and very carefully and without drawing a whole lot of attention to herself, put earplugs in front of everybody and just kind of quietly handed out earplugs to all the passengers on the plane. And what made it really nice is that then she circled back and she went back to the mom who was holding the baby and was super nice to her and made sure that she had everything she needed and that she was comfortable. And do you need an extra drink or do you need anything for the baby or would you like me to hold her for a while? Did everything to make this mother feel less awkward about the situation, because you know, as a parent, you have very little control sometimes over what a baby does, and all the passengers are looking at you. And it was just so nice that not only did she take care of the other passengers, but she took care of this lady as well. So to Andrea on the flight from Juneau to Anchorage aboard Alaska Airlines, I say thank you for making us and this lady who was really uncomfortable feel a whole lot better.
Sweet.
Maybe it's good to just have a little more gratitude in our lives, don't you think?
Gratitude and empathy, Ed. Even though you might be stressed out because you're stuck in traffic or you're stuck at the airport an extra hour, imagine that you're not just stuck there, but you're working there. So you're away from your family, you're behind the counter, and you're working at the ticket counter, or you're working a flight as a flight attendant, or you're working at Starbucks at the airport. These people really deserve our thanks and our empathy. So my advice, be extra kind to them.
All right. Well, I am thankful for Andrea on Alaska Airlines between Juneau and Anchorage.
And thank you, Olga in Munich, for making my life so easy last week.
And Matthew, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Ed.
And thanks to all of you for joining us here on Going Places every Thursday with Matthew Brumley, co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and our travel expert. You've heard our stories of people we're thankful for as we've been traveling. Tell us your story. You can do that at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco, and happy Thanksgiving.